Let's see here. And we're ready to go. Same as last time. Lots of energy. All right, there you guys. Here we go.
Roughly 24 to 92 hours ago, Stab's team of comedy scientists commissioned four specific humorists to give various potentially comedic takes on several random topics, which they'll now perform for the first and likely last time in front of a live studio audience in a show called...
Oh my goodness, everybody! Welcome to Stab, the second show here tonight at Piano Fight Theater. Here in San Francisco, California. Are you guys ready to meet your contestants? Yes! All right, please welcome to stage Lance Smith Abinante. There he is, right there. Please sit right here. There you go, Lance. And then sitting next to him, second up, Aviva Seagull. Aviva Seagull, welcome. And once again, welcome to stage Mr. Jesse Jones. Jesse Jones. Yes. Jesse. Welcome.
Stab.
Welcome. Welcome to this. You go ahead and talk into that mic.
Hello.
Thank you.
Only if you want to. My name is John Ross. I'm the host of Stab. We're friends. Are we friends, Land?
I think of you as a friend.
Okay, good, good. I wasn't sure if... I mean, I did too. Land, this is your first time on the show.
Yes.
We've been trying to get you, but you were busy. I don't know if you knew you were really busy. I don't know if you knew this about Land. This is a fun fact about Land. He's the guy behind all the Oakley sunglasses spam you get on your Facebook timeline.
It is true.
It's him. I don't want to put you in the hole right off the bat, but you're just trying to give people deals. And
well, it's a good sunglass, and it's got a lot of good quality, and you're gonna like it a lot.
Good.
So.
Well. Just know, guys.
It's a wraparound.
it is. Well, thank you for that. Thank you for owning up to that. I appreciate it. Next to him, Aviva Seagull. Seagull. Am I saying that correctly? I'm mispronouncing.
Seagull.
Seagull.
Just like the bird.
Okay, good, good. This is your third time on the show. You've performed with Stab. You perform the most in San Francisco with Stab. What I'm saying is you're our go-to.
God.
Little known fact about Aviva, I don't know if you knew this, Aviva Seagull has had hiccups for a decade.
Oh my God.
Yeah, I didn't want to bring it up.
Feels like that's true. I was having hiccups.
Very good. Jesse Jones on another show.
Yay.
He's on a roll, quite a few in a row.
Well, see if this one's better than the last.
How are you, Jesse Jones? Anything new since the write-up together?
I got ditched by you guys.
You did. You couldn't find us in the bar.
I went to go to a Kinko's to print out some papers, and then you just disappeared.
You're calling it Kinko's still. Good.
Well, it'll always be Kinko's in my heart.
All right. All right, good. Guys, I don't know if you knew this about Jesse Jones. He's the John Smith to my Pocahontas.
Oh, that's adorable.
I don't know what that
just
means.
Just paddling down the...
We're going to go ahead and start with a sound effect. Ooh. All right. This first category. It's called This Was Today Once. Land, on this date, 1950, Stevie Wonder, American singer, songwriter, pianist, and producer was born. Also on this date, 1930, a farmer was killed in a hailstorm near Lubbock, Texas. His death became the only U.S. death officially attributed to hail. How'd you celebrate these two things in tandem?
Well, I did the traditional thing, and I closed my eyes and took an ice tray and dumped it over my head.
Okay.
And it is okay for me to make blind jokes because two of my best friends are blind. Their names are Dan and Amanda, and they're a couple, and they're beautiful. When you see them together, it's like that's what love is supposed to be. And if you're quiet and patient, they will eventually have sex right in front of you.
Very Very good. Thank you, Lan. Thank you for that insight.
Is that about a blind person? I mean, the prompt? Well, whatever.
Stevie Wonder. Yeah. Aviva, are you high right now?
Do I seem high?
No. I mean, you're talking into the microphone with your nose, but maybe like...
Is that something a high person does?
I don't know. You're getting defensive, so you're okay. Okay, good. Good.
Okay.
It'll make the show even better.
Good.
Very good. You seem upset. Aviva, today on this very date today, we're on the eve of Arthritis Care Awareness Week.
Go on.
Tomorrow is the beginning of Arthritis Care Awareness Month. Also on this very date, 1945, Magic Dick, American harmonica player, was born. How did you choose to celebrate the aforementioned in tandem?
Well, John, I sat down with my harmonica and I wrote a little song. I forgot to bring my harmonica.
Okay.
So I'm going to make the sounds with my mouth that a harmonica would make.
Right.
If anyone wants to join in.
I'm a terrible harmonica.
Just with your, like, the 12 bar, whatever. 12 bar blues. I'm going to, just going to begin.
Right. Mm-hmm.
I feel like I should get my groove. This is a song I wrote.
All right.
With my harmonica.
Let's hear it.
Since the day I was born, I went shake, shake, shake. I got reactive arthritis. Body's like an earthquake. It's a chronic condition. A degenerative disease. But when I play my harmonica, it puts my shakes at ease. I got the shaky, shaky, shaky arthritis blues. Boom.
Very good. Very good. Very good. Jesse Jones. Very good. Jesse Jones, on this date, 2012, don't mean to bring you down, 49 dismembered bodies are discovered by Mexican authorities on Mexican Federal Highway 40.
Yeah, that'll happen.
49 on 40. Also on this very date, 1965, the Rolling Stones recorded Satisfaction. How'd you choose to celebrate these two combined?
Well, it's no secret that the members of the Rolling Stones regularly conduct ritualistic human sacrifices to maintain their unholy existence, right? I mean, everybody knows that, right? I mean, just look at the facts. David Bowie, Prince, and Lemmy all die within months of each other, while Mick Jagger, Keith Richards, Ronnie Wood, and the skeletal remains of Charlie Watts continue to tour like the 286-year-old mummified gas station hot dogs that they are. It's just not something that nature simply allows on purpose. And obviously, I wanted a piece of that action, too. So I set out today to hack apart some human beings in order to allow this planet to enjoy my comedy stylings well into the 22nd century. Started where anyone would begin their demonic, life-extending killing spree with a random, confused hobo. I realize they're generally called homeless people nowadays, but I prefer the term hobo because it makes me feel like I'm killing people like an old-timey railroad tycoon. Naturally, I thought killing would be difficult. The moral implications of snuffing out another of God's special miracles... feeling the weight of that burden forever pressing down upon my immortal soul. But it turned out it was incredibly easy. In fact, I was barely involved. I just gently shoved this smelly transient in the back, and he tumbled to the sidewalk, his skull easily spilling open like a jack-o'-lantern on December 3rd. And I felt it almost immediately. 3 entire weeks! 21 full American calendar days had been added to my lifespan. It seemed like a poor exchange rate for another human life to me. But I just assumed that was due to the quality of the prey and instinctively knew I was going to have to up my game. Venture capitalists, militant vegans, tech entrepreneurs, I slaughtered them all. Racking up months and months of additional ill-gotten life. And pro tip, I found that devouring the flesh of my victims made no discernible difference in the amount of life force I absorbed, which, let me tell you, was more than a little disappointing. Wow. On my drive back home to Sacramento, I plan on running a few families off the road, staring wild-eyed at them as they careen into a ditch, shouting at the top of my lungs, "Thank you! Your sacrifices will be remembered!" I'll be sure to update you on how much delicious, crackling Highlander juice I suck up from my horrific vehicular homicides.
Very good, Jesse Jones. Very good. I feel like the crowd was with you the whole time.
I don't think they've been with me at all.
This next segment.
I like to lose them right out of the gate.
Sure. That's good. What else are you going to follow up a blues song with?
The real blues.
Jesse Jones, this next segment, it's not just for you. No. But it's called Reorganization. Please take this existing acronym, reimagine it. What does it now stand for? Who does it now represent? An observation of Donald Trump becoming the Republican nominee. Today's acronym is FUCK. FUCK. What does FUCK mean to you? Land.
Wrote a couple of things based on the prompt. I was thinking about Donald Trump, and I wrote for fuck, F-U-C-K, fucked up country KKK.
Fucked up country KKK. Very good.
Because sure. What's going on with this country? Why is... how many racists... I mean, Donald Trump, like, the fact that... Anyway, the next thing... I also wrote... feel ultimately charisma is king. Let me explain. None of the other Republican candidates, like, he has a lot of charisma. He's like a reality celebrity or something. So people just latch on. It's like the same thing with Schwarzenegger. He got elected, remember?
I do.
People are just like, I recognize that guy. That's funny. Let's vote for him. I don't know what I don't know what's happening here. That's the end of my story.
Very good. Very good, Land. Thank you very much. Very good. Very good. Aviva, what does fuck mean to you?
a lot of things, but this is unrelated to Donald Trump. Fuck means to me, it's actually a fun group of people. Fuck is the Friends Unified for crafting kites. It is a kite-making society, and they really know how to have a good time. That's all I have to say.
Very good. That looks dope. Sounds fun. Great job. We did see some extreme kiters on the way in.
We did.
We did. We did. Jesse Jones, what does fuck mean to you?
FUCK is a new smartphone and tablet app from the makers of Dong, or Discover Over 90 Gnomes. And Cunt, the creature uncovering ninja task force. And it's sure to be the next great name in-app purchases. FUCK. Find unlimited creatures, kids! In Fuck, kids take on the role of Teak Strongwill, a lonely young boy on Debit Island. Teak has always dreamed of being a rich and famous collector of backpack what's-its, or backy-what's. But he doesn't have a magic power card. He knows that if he could ever get his hands on a power card, he could summon all of the most powerful and super rare backy-what's of Debit Island, and maybe, someday, of all of the nations of Tap to Acceptia. It reads better. Then one day, for no good reason whatsoever, Friachu, a cute, lovable backy-wutz, shows up on Teek's doorstep to help him on his adventures in the search of his parents' power card. Help Teek look in the dresser, or a desk drawer, or even Mom's satchel of artifacts. Then you can take Teek's search off the screen and into your own home. And once you've found your parents' power card, you can use its magical numbers to help Teek unlock super special creatures. Like, I don't know, a Giga Russ. It's like a super walrus with like laser tusks or something. Or how about Upgradable Coo? It's a fucking bat alligator with sword feet or some shit. That's cool, right? I mean, sure, why not? Find unlimited creatures, kids, available in the App Store and Google Play. And when you hear your mom or dad scream, "What the fuck?" next month, you'll know you're a true Backy Wutz master.
Very good. That was reorganization. Fuck. Which brings us to our next segment. Topical haiku challenge. Please have written 3 haiku each. In regards to the following topic, looks as if Sharon and Ozzy Osbourne are on their way to Splitsville. Sharon has decided to end their 33-year marriage to Ozzy after finding out that he was cheating on her with a younger woman. Let's hear a couple haikus, or 3, each, one at a time. We'll start with you, Lan.
Okay. Sharon and Ozzy. Usually English accents make you sound smarter.
Very good.
This is my second one.
We'll go to Aviva.
Never mind.
The Osbournes divorced? Crazy, but that's how it goes. You bloody wanker!
All right.
Yeah. My first
Jesse.
Was,
all right.
My first was titled "A Matter of Time." Can't tie a stallion like Ozzy Osbourne down for 34 whole years.
Very good. Very good. Land, your second of 3.
If they can't make it, oh wait, forget about it. What was I saying?
Very good.
I am Iron Man. More like I am Liar Man. How could you, Ozzy?
My second is titled, "He's a what?" So hard to believe. Ozzy's life choices had been so sound until now.
And the 3, third of 3, Land.
Going off the rails. Okay. I didn't write a third one.
That's 7 syllables. I didn't write a third one.
Oh, was it 7?
5, 7, 5.
That would have been in the middle line.
So going off the rails.
No, that's a.
That's 5.
The first one, that's 5.
I was trying to do it off dome, but I
no,
don't
no
have
worries.
It. Let's move on.
So far?
All right, we'll move on. Let's move on. That's only 3. Okay. Okay, let's move on. 5. There you go. All right, Aviva.
Perfect. Perfect.
Ozzy, where you at? Bit the head off of a bat. Now your marriage gone splat.
A rhyming haiku. Very
nice.
Good.
sort of tying into both of their previous previous ones. For copyright reasons, my third is titled Nutty Choo Choo. crazy. But that's how it goes. Millions of people. And you chose Ozzy?
Very good. That was the topical haiku challenge. Yeah. Good job. Good job, people. Good job. All right. That brings us to the next segment of this show, specifically. This next segment is called Department of Tourism. Congrats, everybody. You've just been hired as your new city's tourism director. Now make us want to come to your city. Land, the name of the city that you're going to make us want to come to is the City of White People Problems. The City of White People Problems.
All right. Welcome to the City of Berkeley, ladies and gentlemen. Oh, boy. Now, I'm new to the Oakland and Berkeley area. I used to live in San Francisco. And one of the things I noticed about Berkeley is that as soon as you drive in, there's a sign that says, it says, don't get a ticket. You can't afford it. But the part that says don't get a ticket is it's bleached out by the sun, so it's it just says Berkeley. You can't afford it. So come over to. I'm supposed to be pitching this city.
Yes.
Okay. Come on over to the City of White People Problems. Radiohead's new album is streaming buffer free. We got, because that's like a white person problem. Like, oh, I got a buffer issue with
right.
my streaming. We have the Berkeley Bowl with wider lanes so people aren't too crowded. That's all I could think of.
I'm sorry. That's all right.
Okay.
That's very good, Land.
All right. Thank you.
Yeah, that works. Very good, Land. Yeah. Yeah. Oh. 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 Ooh. Clapping. All right. Aviva, the name of your city is called Part-Time Utopia. Part-Time Utopia. Make us want to come to Part-Time Utopia.
Part-Time Utopia. Here at Part-Time Utopia, the hours are pretty flexible. Little work, lot of play, and no benefits. We may not have healthcare, dental, or any hospitals at all in Part-Time Utopia, but you are welcome to have Tuesdays and Fridays off when there are no crowds in the coffee shop you like to go to. Part-Time Utopia may not have a bustling economy, but it does have a lot of time to work on art projects or being at home all day alone while everyone else is at work. Part-Time Utopia has somewhat of a local economy, but receives most of its funding from its dead grandfather's inheritance.
Very good. Aviva Siegel, making us want to travel to Part-Time Utopia. Jesse Jones, the name of your city is called Silly Joke-ovania. Silly Joke-ovania. Make us want to come to Silly Joke-ovania.
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Interrupting Director of Tourism. Welcome to the city of Silly Jokesylvania! The bustling city of Silly Jokesylvania invites you to come on down and see for yourself what everybody's groaning about. Just don't wait too long. You'll want to book your appointment to visit soon, because our calendar's really popular. It's got a lot of dates! For the romantics among us, you couldn't have come to Silly Jokesylvania at a better time. Because this weekend, we'll see the wedding of two of our city's most prominent figures, the future Mr. and Mrs. Antana. And while the ceremony might be just okay, the reception's expected to be amazing!
Antana.
Mr. and Mrs. Antana. Want to check out the nightlife? Well, you can leave the driving to us. When you visit one of our dirty bus stops, you'll be whisked away to check out our world-famous lobsters with breast implants. That's right. Our crusty bus stations will take you to our busty crustaceans. And if you're looking for something for the kids to do, we've got just the thing. We recently completed a total remodeling of the Silly Jokesylvania Zoo after receiving a complaint that one man walked into our previous zoo and found that the only animal there was a dog. We admit it was a shih tzu. But now I'm sure you've all heard about the belt that was arrested last week. It held up a pair of pants. The Silly Jokesylvania Police Department assures residents and visitors alike that your safety is not silly to them and that they take your well-being very seriously. Never again will the city see another gruesome crime scene like when it was discovered what 7 did to 9. You have our word for it. All this and so much more is waiting for you to enjoy. And when you finally make that trip, you'll find yourself at the giant door leading to the city of Silly Jokesylvania saying, knock, knock.
Who's there?
Lettuce.
Lettuce.
Let us into Silly Jokesylvania. It sounds like a great place to live, work, and shop.
Very good. That was the Department of Tourism. Yeah. This brings us to our final segment of the evening. Called Dating Profiles of the Fictional and or Non-Fictional. Please have composed dating profiles from the following fictional and or non-fictional people. The dating profile you're writing the perspective from is the combined spirit of David Bowie and Prince. The combined spirit of David Bowie and Prince.
Okay. Before I start with my dating profile, I'd like to mention that I heard Prince had hip problems, so he had to take drugs.
Right.
But I don't know, he seemed pretty hip to me.
Silly Jokesylvania. Sorry. Okay.
Never mind. Okay. Dating profile about me. I'm a sexy, confident, effeminate man. I like wearing lipstick, eye makeup, and banging model quality babes nonstop. Always chicks. This is so hard writing about myself. Anyway, I'm a asexual being made out of light. Hit me up. Sorry if my inbox is full. I'm very popular. And then I have the who I'd like to meet section.
Okay.
Big titty model types. Think Carmen Electra meets, I don't know, some kind of alien porpoise with big titties made out of light. That's it.
Very good, Land Smith Abenante. Thank you very much. Aviva, how are you?
Good.
Doing good? All right. You'll be writing the dating profile from the perspective of the guy who wants to be the Pop-Tart mascot. Pop-Tarts don't have a mascot.
Oh, is that who it is?
Yes.
Okay.
The guy who wants to be the Pop-Tart mascot.
Okay, because this guy's a Pop-Tart.
Okay. That's fine, too.
Sure.
He's living in, he's...
But he's also the mascot, so right, it works out.
Good.
I didn't know it was a guy whose dream it was to be the Pop-Tart's mascot.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm a Pop-Tart. I'm a hardcore frosted square... looking to get my toast on.
I'm looking for a polypop, multi-tart, sprinkle-free relationship. Open two slice toasters or four slice toasters. What I'm really good at, sizzling, being frozen, or being toasted, making that frosting go drip drop. I love music. Big fan of Toast Wave and Flavor Pop. I was recalled in 2011, and it was a really difficult time for me. Looking for someone who understands and accepts my feelings for what they are. Strawberry. I'm done.
Very good, Aviva Siegel. Very good. Jesse Jones with the final prompt of the evening. Please have written the dating profile from the perspective of a spelling bee champion. Spelling bee champion.
Yeah. Username Jake LMNOP 2007. I'm interested in everyone near me for new friends. Height 4'7", body type thin. Smoking, yes. Drugs, prescription, often. My self summary. Hi, I'm Jake. I'm 9 years old. And I like to spell. While not trying to seem vainglorious, I do say my vocabulary is gargantuan. And while I hear the susurration of my schoolmates calling me idiosyncratic, I take umbrage at the scurrilous insults I am festooned with, being scarcely their jurisdiction. That I may be garrulous, I acquiesce to the extent that it is germane. What I'm doing with my life. Squandering my formative years, toiling toward insouciant superlative, and wishing I could go outside and play like the other kids. I'm really good at spelling things, shrinking under mother's disapproving gaze, knowing the country of origin difference between words from Aboriginal Australian and Old Norse, and quietly sobbing in a way that it sounds like studying. Favorite books, movies, shows, music, and food. Book. Merriam-Webster's New World Collegiate Dictionary, 5th edition. Movies. Spellbound. Bad Words. And Akila at the Bee. Shows. ESPN's week-long coverage of the Scripps National Spelling Bee. Food. Alphabet Soup. And music. Lola by the Kinks. L-O-L-A. Lola. By the Kinks. Six things I can never do without. My mother's constant reminders of how I regularly disappoint her. Using things in sentences. Tracing letters on the palm of my hand. Ruler-shaped knuckle bruises. This nervous tic and bowel irregularity, which I will take with me to my grave. And asking for definitions. I spent a lot of time thinking about what the outside must smell like and what laughter means. On a typical Friday night, I am quietly sobbing in a way that it sounds like studying. And wishing I lived in a time before written language. You should message me if you used numbers and letters instead of words, like a capital U or the number 2. It makes me feel dirty.
Very good. That is Stab. That brings us to the end of Stab. One more time for Lance Smith Abernathy, Aviva Siegel, and Jesse Jones. Let's hear it for yourselves. Thank you guys for coming out. If you'd like to hear more Stabs, go to one of our many online outlets, the primary of which being stabforgold.com, www.stabforgold.com, the number 4. Check us out on iTunes, Stitcher, lots of other things. We're on YouTube. You could see it sometimes. All that stuff. Thanks for coming out, and we'll see you again soon. Good night.